I'm looking for a cruise.
This is me. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Long time no talk.
It has been a while. How's the band? How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. We're hanging in there.
I mean,
like everybody else, right?
One day at a time.
Yeah, one day at a time. Exactly. How are you?
Oh, you know, same thing. One day at a time. You know, we're in a lockdown here in Nova Scotia. Things got a little bit out of hand, but we're doing our best to try keep it under control.
Yep, that's kind of where we are in the hot spot of Canada, in Alberta here. It's kind of nuts. So, actually, the hot spot, I think, of North America, we had more cases than,
Yeah.
So laying low, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's all you can do, really, is just kind of listen to what the people with the big brains are saying and go from there.
Yeah, exactly. Bigger brains than me.
Well, that's just it. If you're smarter than me, chances are I'm going to listen to what you have to tell me.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm at.
So you guys got a great new tune out, Free. Tell me about this song. Like, where did it come from?
We are so fortunate to have some songs sent to us. Of course, we do our own writing as well. And our manager was sent this from a publishing company and in Nashville. And we got it about 18 months ago, Cruz. And you know, we listened to dozens and dozens of songs. And this one just stood out right away. We just love the message on it, we enjoy the simple things in life, and we enjoy, you know, the little things, but we decided on it. We all agreed, like, hey, you know what, I think this is going to be a really great song for us. And then the demo was actually just one male singer, so I pitched it to the guys, like, what do you think of splitting it up and having the male-female perspective? And, I mean, that's something special we have in Renegade Station, that we have both vocals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we reworked it, rearranged it, and worked it up to be a male-female and added our harmonies in. And the story behind the song, I mean, we were supposed to go into the studio last August to record 6 songs. For an EP, and then COVID, right?
Yeah.
And all our work for the year was pretty much canceled. We had 3 shows, you know, to go from 3 a month, at least, if not more, to 3 for a year. That put a dead stop to that. So I worked the best we could for the year. And then at the end of the year, we started talking about recording again. And this song was at the top of the list. You know, we were like, this song kind of reflects this whole past year, what we've been going through, that, you know, it took us back to the basics and that we realized the best things in life are free, the little things, the moments that we were forced to enjoy again. So we kind of think it was the perfect timing. So, yeah.
Now, the video for this song is pretty fun. What was the best part about shooting this video? Any great memories made?
Oh, we had so much fun. We spent, oh gosh, like 12 hours that day filming. And really, we told our videographer, like, we want the video to be how we are and just doing fun things that we all do as people, right? We played the video game shoot. Part of it was probably the best, because I don't play video games very often. So I'm getting to play, and I'm forgetting the name of it, Mortal Kombat or something. And I was Wonder Woman, and like, we all had superheroes, and it got pretty, we had to take a break after that because we were all sweating. We were pretty competitive.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, and we probably played longer than we needed to. So,
Can we do this shoot again? I didn't like the way I was sitting.
Exactly. They didn't like that I beat him a couple of times, that's for sure.
So oh, no.
I didn't realize how competitive I am. My kids will say, really, Mom, you didn't know how competitive you are? So that was a lot of fun. And it truly was just us in our element, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did look really fun to shoot. Now, what was the hardest scene to shoot in the video?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. Probably the walking and the beanbag shoot, and that I would say that for me only because I broke my ankle in January of this year, and so I was just out of my cast. So for me, that was the part, just the walking and trying to look natural. But I mean, honestly, the whole day was just super easy, super fun, and the driving. It was colder than it looks that day. So we were in a Jeep. Well, we wanted a Jeep Renegade, of course. But,
of course.
So we had the top down, and it was a little chilly, but no, it was super fun, super great. A lot more footage. We might have to put a blooper reel together. We'll see how that would go.
That would be amazing. I would love to see that.
There's a lot of them, trust me. There'd be a lot of beeping, too. Beep, beep.
Now, what does Renegade Station have planned for the rest of 2021, and what do you got in the works?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, I mean, our plan and our hope is to record more music and to record that EP that we want. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to just work on, we do have a couple shows, but we'll see. I mean, everything is just so up in the air right now. So we are continuing to do our station nights, which every second Wednesday we have a live show on Facebook, and probably get that up on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. And where we do covers and we do our Renegade Station music as well. And just we've had a 70s night, an 80s night, a 90s country night. So it's a lot of fun. And we have some new merch out as well. So some free merch up on the website that is brand new just this week. So if anybody wants to check that out and hopefully get back to playing live shows and get some more songs out. But right now we're riding the high of free. People are really responding to it, and we're just so happy about it and excited about it.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Love the new tune. And you know, when all this opens up and you guys are back on the road, hopefully you can make it to the East Coast so we can do this in studio. I miss that.
Absolutely. We love Halifax. We love the East Coast. We talk about it all the time. It's one of our favorite. We've been out, I want to say, 3 times now, and it absolutely is one of our most favorite places that we've been. All of Nova Scotia is just incredible, and we had a lot of fun with you in the studio the last time. And
it was a blast.
Can't wait. Yeah, absolutely, and thank you so much. We're so glad you're loving free. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. Stay safe, and I can't wait for more new music from Renegade Station.
Awesome. Thank you, Cruz.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.